Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. The casino issue remains in the news while Penn National Gaming decides whether it will take regional leaders up on their proposal to move the casino site from the Arena District to we don't know where. Two sites on the west side have been bandied about lately. We've invited two spokespersons, one for and one against moving a casino there. And we've invited him to the show today. Joe Decker has lived with his family in the Hilltop area since 1999. He has served on the boards of the Greater Hilltop Area for the Arts, Friends of Westgate Park, and he is a former Greater Hilltop Area Commissioner. He is a writer who has taught at the Thurber House and the Wexner Center for the Arts. Joe opposes moving the casino site to the west side, and welcome to the show, Joe.
Thanks, Ann. Nice to be here.
Bob Spears is a fourth-generation funeral director. His family business, Jerry Spears Funeral Home on the West Broad Street, was the site of a recent community meeting about the topic.
Yes, correct? It was. Yes.
He attended St. Cecilia Catholic School and Bishop Reedy High School, both on the west side, and he graduated from OSU. He is a member of Greater Hilltop, the Greater Hilltop Area Commission, and he voted for the proposal to have the casino move there. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thanks for having me.
And also Bob Vitale, City Desk reporter for the Columbus Dispatch. Bob's been covering this issue pretty much from the outset, and we're going to depend on you for all the the latest update. Welcome, Bob, because some news outlets have reported that something might happen today regarding Penn National's decision on this topic.
Thanks, Ann. They've been waiting for about a week, and a lot of people thought it would come today, but it appears that it might be early next week.
So how do we know? I mean, what's the timing of all of this now?
Well, the reason a decision is expected now is because the legislature needs to act by February 3rd to put another statewide constitutional amendment on the ballot for the May 4th primary, because last fall voters in Ohio approved a casino in Columbus in the Arena District. Moving it to another place in Columbus would require another vote by a majority in Ohio. So.
Yeah, to amend the Constitution,
right?
Yet again. And that has to come from the legislature because there's not enough time to run around and
collect petition signatures. Yeah, it would take a 3/5 vote of the legislature, and legislative leaders have agreed to put the measure on the floor, but it'll take a couple weeks to go through their process of hearings and all that.
Joe and Bob, you know, whoever wants to jump in first, when the issue of the Arena District site became controversial, just minutes after the votes were announced in November, did the West Side immediately pop into your brain? Bob, you know, was that something you thought about immediately, or?
No, I didn't. It really didn't come up until, you know, things happened a couple weeks ago. But I thought it was a bad idea to bring a casino to Columbus. And once it came in, I started thinking about it. I thought, well, you know, my only thing with the Arena District, I thought they already have a pretty good, you know, base there. I didn't really see why they would want to put something in there that could spark a little controversy. But once the thoughts for the West Side came through, I was for it immediately. I thought this is something that could spark some stuff over here. And our business being there as long as it has, we've seen a major transformation from good to bad, bad to good. And it's kind of gone back and forth. And this is an opportunity that I think we as business people and leaders, as well as, you know, raising families and everything, is something we had to look at.
And the topic or the idea of putting it on the west side came to the fore a couple weeks ago. But Joe Decker, what did you think immediately?
Well, like Bob, I was a no voter, and I guess I look at it now as we're in a very sticky mess, legislatively speaking. This is one reason I don't like them mucking around with the Constitution. And I'd be surprised to see Penn National invest in the West Side. It seems like nobody else wants to. Unfortunately, we have a strong population of good families, small business owners like Bob and his family, and some chains that have remained loyal to us like Target and Kohl's. It seems kind of perverse to me to put it in an auto factory that supplied so many past generations with livable wages, good jobs. I guess just because I'm pessimistic regarding Penn National's intentions. I think they're going to throw up a cheap casino. They said it's going to be the Hollywood Casino, like there are other locations in Lawrenceburg and Aurora and down in Mississippi. And it'll be mostly slot machines. I think it's just a money-generating facility for them that'll take money out of pockets from people on the west side and from all of Franklin County and surrounding counties that voted against this and send them back to Pennsylvania.
I've been following Jenny Kepler on Facebook, and she's a community activist and a leader. And she was talking about how the issue has also coalesced the community in an interesting way, that it's brought people out and it's made her realize that there are a lot of people on the west side who care very deeply about what happens to it. And if they could come out for everything like they did for this, what we could make of it. Because, Bob, they had to actually move that meeting from I can't remember
library,
where it was,
yeah.
From the library to your business.
Well, I got to tell you, when I pulled into the library that night and there were no parking spots, I thought, man, this is great. I wish we could get this kind of support on everything. And it was kind of strange how it happened, but they asked if we could move back there. But it worked out well. But, I mean, like you said, seeing the people come out and the way that it was discussed was very professional. I thought everybody was cordial. They were passionate. But at the same time, you know, people were civil and you could see that there was a lot of feeling on both sides. And I mean, I see where both people are coming from. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just think for someone to come in, make this kind of an investment, this kind of a commitment, nobody else is doing it right now. We need something to get things sparked. And to me, I mean, if someone's willing to bring $250 million to the west side of Columbus, I mean, how can you not think about it?
Bob Vitale from Columbus Dispatch, what are the other sites that people are talking about or have talked about, maybe have been shot down already?
Since this came up before Christmas, before New Year's, it's been the Mayor Coleman suggested four sites to the Penn National CEO. He suggested the former Delphi plant on the west side on West Broad and Georgesville Road. He suggested Westland Mall on West Broad at 270. He suggested Cooper Stadium, which the county still owns. It mm-hmm. was the former home of the Columbus Clippers on West Mound Street. He suggested an unspecified area up in the Polaris area, which is in Columbus but also in Delaware County. It's part of the city that is over the county line. And the mayor suggested those four sites, but said he, you know, was open to other sites as well. And since then, a few others have entered the mix. There's a couple sites on the south side, Scioto Downs, which is south of 270 at 23, and also some farmland at 270 and 23, and also the Continent, mm-hmm. the development in the Northland area. At 161 and 71. Those seem to be the areas that Penn National is looking at, that the city has passed on to them as well. It seems to be coming down to the two west side sites and the two south side sites right now.
Yeah, because the Continent is not only in the Northland area, it is directly and very closely east of Worthington.
Right. Which voted heavily against the casino. Westerville also voted against it. The Polaris area was pretty heavily opposed to it as well.
You know, the reasons that folks say they don't want it in the Arena District or don't want it in the Polaris area or, you know, wherever they're saying they don't want it, does that concern you, Bob Spears, as far as welcoming it to the west side?
No, because I think those areas are vibrant right now. I think those things have, you know, they've got the core in. I mean, a lot of the stuff that's gone down in the Arena District, I mean, they have, you know, the family atmosphere. They've got a lot of different things to do. Polaris, the same thing. I was a little surprised that they shut down the amphitheater when they did a year or two ago. But with the west side right now, I mean, the history that was over there. I mean, and I see it every day. I deal with people every day, and I see how the people that worked at Delphi and GM and were very involved in Westland Mall, and there's nothing there now. And I think, you know, morale, it's kind of depressing for people to drive through there. And really anything that can come through and kind of jumpstart this a little bit is something we've all been looking for. And when you see the corridor on West Broad Street, you see major, you know, dealerships, stores. You know, I hear Kohl's, Target. They're kind of on the fence if they're going to stick around. If those places go, I mean, it just adds to the problem. And to have something like this with this kind of an investment, I mean, I don't know if it's the answer, but it's a start. It's something, and I think we have to be serious about looking at it.
And Joe, what's your primary concern? Do you think it's just not going to be good for the area, not going to bring the jobs that it promises, or that it's going to bring problems?
All of the above, really. It's an issue of this isn't a destination casino. I mean, nobody's going to Vegas or Atlantic City here. This is like a last-ditch effort like you put in Detroit or East St. Louis. I think the Hilltop's better than that. There have been documented peer-reviewed studies put together by the state of Florida, West Virginia University, Wichita State University, showing that, you know, there's a pool of money in Franklin County. There's a pool of money in the Hilltop, and that money has to go somewhere. When you put in a casino, all of a sudden 15% of grocery spending declines, 25% of clothing spending.
But within what area? Within the immediate area?
Within the immediate area. So we're just playing a shell game here. You know, to enrich Penn National. That wouldn't be so bad if our legislators had put in place proper taxes and regulation to provide for services, provide for new infrastructure, you know, things like that. But we let the inmates kind of write their own legislation. Penn National said, oh, we get off at 33%, even though other states tax above 60%.
Well, the tax rates differ depending on whether it's slot machines or tables and that sort of thing. I mean, there's a whole variety, and there's reasons for the different tax rates. But all things being equal, I mean, it wasn't a negotiable thing. You're right. I mean, it went into the into the constitutional amendment, and you either voted for it. You couldn't say yeah, but.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I mean it. I mean, working on the assumption that this is a fait accompli and we're done with now, we're stuck with this issue, then I think we need to look at dealing honestly with Penn National and saying, well, what are you going to do for our community? Can we have an annual set aside for Mid-Ohio Food Bank? Penn National does have a history of urging their team members and other communities to donate to Habitat for Humanity, to put in charitable works. Is the corporate – are they going to step at a corporate level too and put some money in to help out the people of Franklin County who are providing them with this opportunity here? You know, it's not just Penn National swooping in from the clouds, you know, to save the day for us like some kind of guardian angel. We're giving them stuff. They're going to be using, I hope, our workers. I hope they're not going to bring in people from out of state. I hope they're going to you know, over half the workers there will be making minimum wage, $8 an hour, maybe $9 an hour, doing food service and basic prep jobs like that. Are they going to be allowed to unionize? You know, will there be a decent bus stop for them now? You look out at Westland, there's not even a sidewalk from the bus stop to the mall. You got to track across a drainage ditch, you know, or try and tightrope walk along West Broad just to get to the bus stop. You know, it's out in a no man's land between Columbus and Westland and Franklin County, and it costs money to do those things, and none of the municipalities involved have wanted to step up and help out. You know, it's another problem of the part of the history of the lack of investment in Hilltop and the West Side.
We're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll get right back to this. We're talking about where to put the casino, assuming that the Penn National wants to move the casino site. You're listening to All Sides with Dan Fisher on WOSU 820 NPR News.
This is WOSU 820 NPR News. Thanks for joining us for All Sides with Ann Fisher. Be sure to catch ArtZine, Columbus's monthly art show, anytime online at wosu.org/artzine. On this month's show, go behind the scenes at Ballet Met's The Nutcracker. See the art of quilts at the newest exhibition at the Rife Gallery, and get to know the artists of soul art from the National Afro-American Museum and Cultural Center. ArtZine gives you a firsthand look at the arts in action in Columbus. Online at wosu.org/artzine. 20 degrees in downtown Columbus at 11:20. Sunshine today. We're on our way to a high of 33 degrees. Clear skies tonight and a low of 20 degrees. Sunshine for Thursday and even warmer with a high near 40. Looking ahead to Friday, there is a slight chance of rain and a warmer day still, a high of 42 for Friday. All Sides with Ann Fisher continues on WOSU 820 NPR News.
Welcome back to All Sides with Ann Fisher. We're talking about the issue of where to put a casino in central Ohio. Penn National picked a site and put it in the Constitution, and that would be the Arena District, but a lot of folks here don't want that. There was a statewide vote that created a that made casino gambling legal in Ohio, and it also set forth in very detailed terms exactly where those casinos would go. If we want to change that, the legislature is going to have to, at this stage of the game, they're going to have to put something else on the ballot so that by May we can amend the Constitution again if the state decides to do that. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, it feels, except for cases of what happened in the Hilltop a week or so ago, it feels like there's still a lot of backroom negotiations and that really we don't know what's going on. We don't know who Penn National's talking to now. We don't know and that was one of the criticisms of Penn National in the first place, is that it swooped in and you know, negotiated this Arena District site, didn't talk to anybody, didn't share this with anybody, didn't talk to city leaders, and now it feels like they're doing it all over again, Bob.
I think there's a feeling among folks who oppose the casino to begin with, the group, and they've formed a group called Stand Up Columbus now, which is dedicated not to stopping a casino but to moving it out of the Arena District. I think they've said that they feel this is the debate that should have taken place last fall and last year. No one knew where Penn National wanted to put the casino before the amendment came out, the language for the amendment. And now I think – and I think city officials feel this as well, that there is this debate taking place on where it should be. Mayor Coleman has said he won't support a casino in any part of town that doesn't want it. So –
yeah, that's a good political stance, but there's the debate in the Hilltop, but I don't see Penn National showing up at that, for instance,
right,
and hearing what you guys have to say. It doesn't feel open anymore. It just feels like there are these little pockets that are talking about it.
There's certainly a lot of closed door negotiations taking place, I think, with property owners. I would imagine with city officials, with community leaders.
So we might find out in the next few days.
They're
saying
so,
maybe
yeah,
next week. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. We're talking about the casino issue. Where will it go? Will it go to the Arena District as set forth in the Constitution or not? If you have a question or comment on the topic, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Joining me in the studio, Bob Spears. He's a small business owner in the Hilltop area. He supports moving a casino to the area, and also Joe Decker, he opposes it. Also a resident of that area. And then Bob Vitale is in the studio as well. He's the city desk reporter for the Columbus Dispatch. What does, Bob, what does the area offer Penn National? What do you have to offer? Because right now it feels like Penn National holds all the cards.
Well,
no pun intended.
Yeah. Well, a study was done recently. It was by Boulevard Strategies, and it was something I found pretty interesting, where they actually did a study of retail in the area. And you know, in the funeral business, what I do, I deal with, you know, people, and we talk about, you know, when it's time to discuss costs and everything. And you know, we don't have an issue with that on the west side of Columbus, and I think that would come as a surprise to a lot of people. They think, well, that's kind of an area where people don't, you know, have the funds, but you know, a lot of blue collar types that saved a lot of their money. But in this study, they found that, I don't know exact numbers, but I'm pretty sure it was $55 million per year of disposable income was being spent outside of the Hilltop by these people. So obviously the opportunities weren't there for them to think, well, there's not enough restaurants over there. There's not enough retail. There's not enough stores. And I think I don't know if Penn National ever got any bit of that, and if that's the reason they brought it. I mean, business-wise for them, that would make sense. I don't know if that – from a morals standpoint, coming in and taking that kind of money. But when Joe had talked about, you know, the spending is down in retail around these kind of places, I mean, I don't really see how that would affect this part of town because the spending's already almost next to none. I mean, there's just not enough places around there for people to take their kids shopping, take their kids out for a night. Movie theaters aren't what it was before. So I would see, you know, Penn National, if they did an in-depth research and kind of income, that kind of thing, there's plenty of opportunity for them there.
614-292-8513. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. We are talking about the casino issue and whether or not it should be in the Arena District. And Bruce, you think it should be. You're on the air.
Yes, I do. First of all, the voter turnout was, what, I think 16 or 18%. And I think it won by, what, 54 to 46%. That's a very low number. And also, I don't see where people think the Arena District is a family-friendly atmosphere. I don't see Ferris wheels. I don't see pony rides. It has many, many bars. I would probably assume maybe a couple dozen if you add them all up. You can buy any kind of alcoholic drink in the ballpark. You can buy alcohol in the arena. There's many bars in there. People take their kids there. The kids are around beer, alcohol all the time. And so when the mayor and the city thinks it's not a, you know, this won't be family friendly, I think they're fooling themselves. I think they should go with the original idea. And I don't think any big business or big, like Penn National, would want to locate on the west side or south side or in a very poor area of town or a very, economically declined area of town.
Why not?
I just think they it's a new venture for them in Columbus, and I think they would prefer, and I'm hoping they will prefer to stay where they intended to build. I think it would just help the area. I know some of the bars and restaurants say it's going to hurt their business, but it's not going to help their business if it's going to be on the west side or south side of town. If people are walking from the hotels or anything, I think they're going to get some of the business from that.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Bruce.
Thank you.
Bob Vitale?
Yeah, and I think that's one thing I think that's gotten lost in the debate that's taken place in the last few weeks in Columbus is when Penn National agreed to look at other sites, they clearly said that they would choose the site that would allow them to start construction the quickest.
Shovel-ready, as
right.
We've owned, yeah.
And that could be the Arena District still. So after all this, they might – you know, say we've decided we like where we're supposed to be. And they still plan to buy that property. They have an option to purchase it that expires at the end of January. And to extend it, they'd have to pay a hefty price. So their intention is to buy that land still because that's still the site that the Constitution says is the place for a casino in Columbus.
You know, Bruce brought up a good issue is the whole idea of family friendly, and it's been bandied about a lot, that term, but I'm not quite sure what it means either. And we had an emailer a couple weeks ago when we were talking about this, and they said what is family friendly about cage fighting, which was something that was that very day was being advertised an event that was they were selling tickets for at the time, I think at Nationwide Arena. What do you mean by family friendly, Bob, when you're writing about it for the Dispatch?
If anyone watched the Blue Jackets game last night, that wasn't very family friendly, the fights in the first period. But
the language. Yeah.
That's what you go to a hockey game for.
That's true.
There's not much else to go right now.
That's true. Actually, they've kind of backed off on talking about how family friendly the Arena District is because I don't think it
means different things to different people.
yeah. I think it's that, you know, that the Arena District was built as an entertainment area. There are family-friendly restaurants there, and there's a movie theater, and, I'm sure they still have Sesame Street on Ice and things, too, as well as cage fighting. But and I think there's a feeling that a casino there wouldn't add to that. It wouldn't be somewhere that people would want to take kids if it's right there.
Well, and this was a source of consternation for some people on the west side, too, is, oh, the city elders don't want it in their private playground. I mean, if you want to take a, you know, a kind of look at, well, the arena district's the favored child and the one that gets the money and the attention, and now they're going to dump it off on the west side. So, you know, how should we look at that? And if we were, you know, suddenly the replacement for Yucca Mountain radioactive waste site, like, could we say, well, that's bringing jobs? And, you know, there's good development, there's bad development. And it seems like there's a lot of people in Columbus who feel like this is bad development wherever it goes. Unfortunately, I think it was a failure of political leadership combined with Penn National's savvy that got it through. And unless we mount some kind of probably unrealistic legal challenge, you know, we're not going to beat their deep pockets. Cynically, I would say I think they're just going through the motions here to be like a good neighbor and a partner with the city. And then they'll find some little detail to say, well, you know, there's this old lady in the hilltop who doesn't like it, or Joe Decker said on Ann Fisher he doesn't like it. So we're going to stay in the arena district because that's the prime real estate. I think the hilltop's worth investing in. I live there. I love it. But if you're a, you know, billion-dollar mega corporation, where are you going to set up shop? Like next to the baseball stadium and the hockey arena and where all the brand-new streets are, or are you going to put in all the sweat and labor that it takes to redevelop a site like Delphi?
You know, which, you know, Bob Spears, it does bring up that question. The Hilltop needs the job so badly. That's what's driving so much support for this.
Mm-hmm.
What can they – like I said before, Penn National holds all the cars. I mean, what can you actually demand of Penn National? For instance, when the city's when it comes down to developing that site actually, they can throw up all kinds of roadblocks. That's what's been the threat all along, is they can delay. They can ask for all kinds of infrastructure improvements. They've already pulled the $750,000 that would have, you know, to work on the Brownfield site itself down by in the arena district. What can you expect Penn National to bring to the table?
When
you're so desperate,
the problem,
for lack of a better word.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's like, you know, the beggars can't be chooser kind of thing. I mean, if they're going to come in and make that kind of an investment, it's hard to demand things. But I just think you know, the chance at some restaurants, the chance – and I've talked to an engineer locally that said that he's been contacted, that if it did go at the old Delphi site, that this company would be interested in putting a hotel up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard from some other commercial real estate guys that they would be interested in taking a look at the old Wingate Estates, which was the old Lincoln Park West, which right now has the highest – vacancy rate in the United States of America, and that is documented. I mean, it is 1,700 units, and I think 11% of it is filled. So, I mean, if some investors are willing to come in and take a look at something like that, then nobody right now is looking to buy Lincoln Park West, Wingate Villages. The name keeps changing. It was the old Shannon Way, and it had a lot of history there. But as far as demanding, I don't think you can really make demands as far as local business, but I mean government-wise, I mean, any funding that they can get to head out to starting up new stuff, I mean that's always encouraged.
Bob, what about the tax stream? If tax revenue stream, if it, wherever the casino's built,
the constitutional amendment says that it divides the taxes they would pay on gaming revenue among the cities that host the casino. I think a portion goes to the racing industry, a portion goes to counties, a portion is divided, goes to state government, and then it goes out to every
portion is set aside for, well, a bunch for schools, but for gambling addiction,
right.
treatment and that kind of thing.
Right. And so I think that's why the city of Columbus, there is a little bit of a dust up last week. The two sites on the west side are actually in Franklin Township.
Right.
The city's intention is to annex either one. Franklin Township, if they lose the land, at least wants a piece of the revenue.
Which would be further negotiated. Something else it would have to be written in to the Constitution, wouldn't it? Or not?
I think it would be negotiated among the city and the township at least. But Penn National wants to be in the city of Columbus. They want any township land annexed as well.
Why is that?
their spokesman told me last week that they want to be, quote, part of the Columbus business community. And what Bob was saying about what a community can demand, I think there's folks on the West Side who have seen Penn National in other cities, and I believe they've set up foundations and things like that where they feel they'd be part of not just Columbus but the West Side,
mm-hmm.
And that they'd benefit in that way too.
So
their workers
good
might
corporate neighbors.
Live there. They'd hire people who live on the West Side now, and people who are hired might move to the West Side, and that would help property values, and there'd be that kind of domino effect.
Joe Decker, the folks that oppose it in the West Side, how have they gotten together? Is there a force there? Have they joined up with Casino Free Columbus, which is opposed or originally opposed any casino site in Central Ohio, although I think they've kind of changed their view on that.
I'm not sure if they're still opposed to any casino or to the Arena District Casino. Right. A lot of the people in there short north and
right.
Yeah, when I spoke with I think it was George at the meeting last week, he was happy to see cogent arguments being made against casino on the West Side. He just feels like it's a social ill wherever it goes, and that the state and the city are getting a raw deal from Penn National. And again, I think 86% of these jobs will earn less than $28,000. So it's not like we're bringing in homeowners. For the landlords, it would be a good deal, maybe like help with some of those vacancy rates. But again, I'm looking at, is this good development or bad development? Are we going to build a windowless cinder block structure that just brings people in and doesn't let them go out to restaurants and other things on the West Side, promote development around it? You know, we did that with Westland, and now the fashions of mall culture have gone back to Easton, and even Polaris is struggling to catch up, where they have their own outdoor mall now to try and ape what the success that's happening on the East Side.
Yeah, in the dead of winter.
And that's a concern in the Arena District, too.
Oh, we're Midwesterners. We're hardy.
Hey, I love snow. I've been on the record many times. We have to take a quick break right now. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. We're talking about the casino issue. Give us a call, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. We'll get to some of those calls when we return. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on WOSU 820 NPR News.
This is Terry Gross. Often when I'm interviewing people on Fresh Air, they give me a different way of looking at the world.
We all thought our bike was cold in the rain, that our fish was lonely in a fishbowl, that a leaf would be afraid of heights when it fell. It's just the way we looked at things.
Join us for new ways of looking at things on Fresh Air.
Fresh Air begins at noon right here on WOSU 820 NPR News. On today's edition of Fresh Air, Jeff Bridges plays a washed-up alcoholic country singer in the new film Crazy Heart. And the songs that he sings in the film were co-written by singer-songwriter and producer T-Bone Burnett. On the next Fresh Air, a discussion with Burnett about writing for Jeff Bridges. That begins on Fresh Air at noon right here on WOSU. Get the latest information from WOSU the way you want it, daily, biweekly, or monthly. Go to WOSU.org/email to sign up for one of WOSU's e-newsletters. 21 degrees in downtown Columbus. Sunshine today, a high near 33. Clear skies tonight and a low of 20. Sunshine for Thursday and warmer with a high of 40 degrees. A slight chance of rain on Friday and still warmer with a high of 42. All Sides with Ann Fisher continues on WOSU 820 NPR News. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Welcome back to All Sides with Ann Fisher. My guest, Joe Decker, he has lived with his family in the Hilltop area since 1999. He served on the boards of the Greater Hilltop Area for the Arts, the Friends of Westgate Park, and he is a former Greater Hilltop Area Commissioner. He is a writer who has taught at the Thurber House and the Wexner Center for the Arts. And he's with us today to voice his opposition to moving the casino site to the West Side. Welcome again, Joe. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Also, Bob Spears, he's a fourth-generation funeral director. His family business, Jerry Spears Funeral Home on the West Side, was the site of a recent community meeting about the casino plan. He attended St. Cecilia Catholic School and Bishop Reedy High School. He's a hardcore West Sider who graduated from Ohio State University, and he is a member of the Greater Hilltop Area Commission. Bob, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And also, last but not least, Bob Vitale, a City Desk reporter for the Columbus Dispatch. He's been covering this issue from the beginning. And a many-faceted and strange road it's probably been, Bob. One of those roads we haven't walked down is the issue of what the legislature is doing, because they have to enact enabling legislation for all this to work.
You're right. The immediate issue for the legislature is if Penn National decides on a new location in Columbus, they'll have to approve a constitutional amendment, which would go before voters in May. They also, I think, have maybe three more months.
I think it was 6 months total, or
right, to set up a gaming commission and all the legislation that will affect how the casinos are developed in Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Toledo. There's other issues that they'll have to address, that you know, as far as free drinks, whether casinos can serve free drinks and things like that. That will get pretty contentious.
Could they set up regulations that would vary depending on the site, that would vary from city to city? For instance, maybe in Toledo, they don't mind the free drink idea. That's fine if they serve free drinks, you know, 23 hours a day.
I'm not sure about that, if they'd be able to do that, or if they'd all have one set of rules. I know the amendment talks about local regulation of casinos and limits it to health codes and building codes. The Columbus City Attorney Rick Pfeiffer is studying what that means for Columbus and how much regulation he thinks Columbus can put on casino development.
614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Tom, thanks for waiting. You're on the air. You want to talk about a turf battle, you think?
Yeah, hi there. I think this discussion is incomplete without a discussion of a major cause of the controversy in the first place.
Okay.
The Dispatch Printing Company and Nationwide have a big investment in that area, and the Dispatch was rampant in being against the measure when it was on the ballot,
mm-hmm.
and has practically every day been hitting up the casino notion since, which leads to the suspicion of conflict of interest. And on top of that, they're suggesting, I think, anti-American things, like, you know, when we vote for something, if I don't like it, I'm stuck with it. But if we vote for something and the Dispatch and Nationwide don't like it, well, then the legislature will do something.
We want to do a take back.
Yeah, and the legislature sat on its hands because it was doing what it was supposed to do for the Titans, and wouldn't deal with the issue in an intelligent way. And everybody thought, well, since it's been defeated so many times, it'll be defeated again. So they just threw a lot of stuff up in the air to keep people from voting for it. And they were surprised that they voted for it. And now they're crybabying. Oh, we can't have that. So we didn't vote for it in this area. We didn't vote for it in that area. Mm-hmm. So it isn't the law. I think it's disgusting, and it doesn't help the notion of law, or, you know, now the legislature's falling all over themselves to do what they wanted, where before they wouldn't do anything. And I think somebody needs to deal with it. I haven't heard anybody say that the Dispatch and Nationwide have a conflict of interest in this matter.
Well, I mean, I think that they've reported many, many times, the Dispatch has, about its financial interest in the Arena District. It's been pretty open about that and forthright, I think.
Well, yeah, I don't mean that the Dispatch hasn't admitted that. I'm saying that no one has said, well, you know, there are legitimate issues. Your two non-journalistic speakers have legitimate concerns that need to be addressed. And I believe they're coming open-hearted and in good faith. But I don't think that all the stuff we've gotten in the paper, and I don't care one way or the other about the casino,
mm-hmm.
whether they have it or they don't have it.
Did you vote for it or not?
I voted for it because I thought people should have the right to do that, and I felt like the legislature hadn't dealt with it. And when the people want something, they should be able to vote yes or no on it.
That's true. And Penn National did go to the legislature in the first place and asked them to put to deal with it legislatively, which would have made it much more
rational.
Easier to work with. Now, every time you want to change something, you have to go back and put it on a ballot and amend the Constitution again.
And one other point, then I'll get off and listen to you guys. The comment earlier about Penn National wants to be part of the business community, I think that's part of it. The people who have the influence and the power in the community right now don't want another big boy coming into town to have to deal with. That's my thought. It may be full beans, but that's what I think. And thanks for listening.
Well, Tom, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
We have an email from Jody. Casino Free Columbus is opposed to any casino in Central Ohio. Not sure why you thought we'd changed our tune. You know, Jody, I think that I heard that Casino Free Columbus was getting together with Stand Up Columbus. Is that what it's called?
Right.
Stand Up Columbus, the group that was formed right at the beginning of the year that opposes it in the Arena District but supports looking for another site in the area. So my understanding was that there were conversations and maybe the Casino Free Columbus wasn't going to take such a hard stance against it. But, Jody, I stand corrected. Did you want to say something, Bob? Okay. Let's take another call. Tim, you're on the air. Hi, Tim.
Yes. I just listened to the previous caller, Tom, and I agree with him in that there, in reporting the story, we seem to get one side because of the conflict of interest the Dispatch has in investment in the Arena District. And to point out one thing is they continue to hammer the idea that Central Ohio is against the casino. And they point to the election. Well, we had only 17% of the people in the Franklin County area who voted in the first place, and they're using that 58% of that 17%. Instead of saying, well, why don't we take a poll? The Dispatch likes to take polls. Why don't they take a poll and ask people, you know, do you want a casino? Do you want the jobs? Do you want the tax money that is brought to the community? And we haven't heard that side of the issue, and it does concern me too, is that when Nationwide and the Dispatch wanted something, we've got the state legislature, we got the mayor, everybody is on board to support what they want, but don't really listen to what other people want. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, Tim, we were kind of losing you there for a second.
I think in terms of voter turnout, that's kind of an academic argument. You can use that to disprove the anti-side in Columbus, but you could use it to disprove the pro-side in Cincinnati or Cleveland. Unfortunately, that's where our democracy is right now. Most people don't feel it's worthy to vote, particularly in an off-year election. I think that's a shame. And like Bob and the other people involved in the Hilltop community, I was really touched by how many people came out to the meeting. And again, it's not which side are you on, who do you like, but just be part of the process. You know, it can be difficult. You can't make every meeting. People have got lives to deal with. But I think that avoids a lot of unpleasantness like we're dealing with now after the fact, saying how did this happen and why wasn't I informed? Well, maybe if people perked their ears up back in August or September, they would have been informed a little bit better and we wouldn't have all this hand-wringing right now.
Mm-hmm. Let's take another call right now. David, you're on the air. Hi, David.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes. I have a question about the West Side location. It seems like Westland Mall is owned by the same people that own Easton, with the exception of the Sears location. And I was wondering if the Sears is on board with having a casino right there, or are we going to do an eminent domain and take it from them? And I was wondering if maybe it wouldn't be better to take the Delphi plant, which I'm sure GM would be thrilled to get rid of.
Why do you think it would require an eminent domain? You don't think they'd want to sell it?
I'm not sure that, Sears has stuck out for a long time and been a supporter of the West Side by being there for a long time. Do you really want them to go?
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of land there to have a casino and Sears, but I'm not sure that fits into their idea of a shopping area. I'm thinking that the Delphi plant would be a better spot, and then let that be redeveloped as some sort of a mall again if, again, the Easton folks are indeed the people that own that. That's sort of what they do. So,
okay. Thanks for the call, David. Bob, did you want to speak to that, Bob Spears?
And I can't be absolutely certain of this, but what I was told was I think that there are six different owners of the Westland Mall area, and that's probably going to make a sale, you know, difficult. I do think anybody that grew up going to Westland Mall and see what it has become, I think that I agree with you, and I think that they would not be opposed to selling it. I mean, he said that it was, you know, built for a mall, but that mall has failed, and I think that's hard for people to admit. But Delphi, as I understand, is owned by one person, and they would more than be happy to get on board.
Is there much of a brownfield issue over there? Any cleanup that needs to be done?
I think they talked about that a little bit with some stuff, you know, underneath with the factory and everything. But I think Penn National has looked at that and said they were fine taking care of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, that's what – if Penn National wants to be part of the business community, I'd love to see them, you know, maybe preserve the facade of the Delphi plant or, you know, instead of putting in their cookie-cutter casino that they've got in Lawrenceburg and they got in Aurora and these other, you know, Rust Belt towns. Do something that celebrates the history of all the machines that were made on the hilltop.
Well,
you know,
folks are saying that about the Arena District site as well.
Yeah, I mean, they could go to Nationwide and, you know, buy all the old Ohio Penn stones from them. You know, put the prison back together and let the gamblers in. It'd be like a debtor's prison.
Okay. That's an interesting concept, Bob Vitale.
I'm not certain either, but I think Westland Mall, there are six owners, and I believe the biggest one of them doesn't also own Easton. They also own the land in the Arena District that's the current casino site.
Okay.
Right. It's Plaza property.
Yeah. Oh. On the west side, there's been rumors for years that Les Wexner is going to come any day and buy up Westland and turn it into a west side version of Easton, and
really?
Our ship will come in. And I think it's more the whole business is doing backroom deals and somebody wants to buy this and somebody's going to hold out till they get the last dollar. And unfortunately, we see a lot of that on Hilltop of people from outside the area who have no vested stake, really, just holding on to properties and letting them deteriorate.
Because they're not getting the money they want.
Because they're not getting the money they want. And they're like, well, I'll just let this run down. And then eventually, someday, somebody will come in and give me some money for it. But in the meantime, I'm not going to put any money into it myself. And it ends up being kind of perpetuating a cycle of industrial decay, which is unfortunate. And it doesn't do those of us living there any good. You know, and then you have people like Bob Spears and his family who just redeveloped their property, you know, dealt with a fire, keep pouring money in and providing service for folks on the west side. And, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, that's what we need more of. But, you know, people own business and own private property. They can do with it what they want. That's America.
You know, one question that's been on my mind, Vitale, if it gets on the ballot, you know, if the legislature actually pulls together 3/5, which is not inconceivable, but if they do, there's no guarantee it'll pass.
Right.
And in fact, there are interests outside of Ohio that would like to see it not pass.
You're right. And we were just talking about that yesterday, whether there will be any type of, you know, well-funded opposition to this.
$50 million spent to get it passed. Gambling interests have a whole bunch of money.
There are a lot of things to think about with it. There's one, you know, turnout in the May 4th primary is not going to be anywhere near what it would be in a November election. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be very few people voting. People might just vote for, you know, whatever governor primary or Senate primary.
They tend to be more regular voters, more voters.
People in, the only people who will be really interested in this issue will be people in Central Ohio.
Right.
But then I grew up in Toledo, and there's a lot of people in Toledo who would vote against something that helps Columbus just because they don't like Columbus. And I think there's people around the state who might feel that way too. So,
come on, guys.
So there is no guarantee that it would pass. If it doesn't pass, it would be in the Arena District.
If it didn't pass, it would further delay the situation, and that would benefit other gambling companies outside of Ohio that would like to see Penn National, you know, not take away their business.
Well, again, you talk about having an informed debate with the electorate. The whole gambling thing is kind of a spy versus spy game where one year one of the companies funds a pro thing and then the other company funds an anti thing. Penn National spent, I think, was it $36 million a couple years ago in 2008 to shut down another gambling proposition because it didn't benefit them. It benefited right. their competitor. Right. We don't talk about that, you know, and, when we talk about the election.
It's all business. Let's take a phone call, 614-292-8513. Or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org, and I will get to those emails. I see them. We have a few more minutes. But first, Warren, you're on the air.
Thank you. One of the gentlemen there mentioned the disturbing thought about the white people don't vote and only 17% vote, and I think you've made a very good case for exactly the opposite. When the populace votes and some certain people don't like the results, such as this gambling thing, somebody decides, well, we don't like how it came out, so we're going to do it again. And we're going to do it again. It reminds me of the school, Grove City, one of those places that went through how many
Southwest.
Elections until they finally got enough people there, or enough people were out on vacation or out of town to get it passed. And I think it's quite clear that the people have spoken. Penn Central should have the right, and they'd have the right, to develop that property as it was stated in the amendment to the Constitution that was passed by the people. And I think we ought to quit talking about it and let them do the thing. To quote Barack Obama, I won.
Okay.
Okay, he won. And I don't like Barack Obama, but he did win.
Shocking.
And I'm not out here making a case we ought to have another election because I don't like who won. Why are we doing this now?
Yeah,
this is ridiculous.
Warren, I'm going to have to let you go. I want to get to some of these emails real quick, okay? Thanks for your call.
And I would just say to Warren, I mean, nothing that's being done right now is illegal. It might be distasteful to some people, but sorry to interrupt, Dan.
No, that's okay. From Carl, wait a minute. This is a constitutional issue. Whether you like it or not, it is where it is. The best place would have been City Center. And then from Sean, I used to live in Westgate, now Hilliard. The Westgate desperately needs the 850 casino jobs plus the 100 to 200 hotel and restaurant jobs. There's nothing on the horizon for the West Side. The auto industry is gone. No office parks are coming. That's depressing. Email from Jody again. I think Chuck posted something on the meeting between him and Stand Up Columbus on Facebook. Of course, this is Chuck Hoopman, who is one of the founders of Stand Up Columbus. Anyways, back to the email. Chuck did have lunch with a Stand Up Columbus representative. We have some crossover and some big differences. Both are interested in stopping the casino in the Arena District. Stand Up Columbus is open to alternative sites, but Casino Free Columbus is opposed to alternatives, too. And then finally, my last email from Dick. He favors a casino in the Columbus area, but he doesn't like the Arena District as a location. He has a question. We want local people to get jobs at the casino, but would it be legal to hire Ohioans exclusively?
I don't think so.
Not exclusively, but we do have legislatively incentives for companies to hire local, and I would hope that Penn National would, in the spirit of a business community, look for local labor, local vendors, local food.
That's really the whole reason to be for it is the jobs that you would create. And obviously they're going to bring in some of their people for the dealers and that kind of stuff. But the other job, especially construction, as they're putting this together.
A lot of people say those are just short-term jobs, though, but they're still jobs.
A job for 3 years for somebody that doesn't have one right now.
To a construction worker, it's a job, I guess,
great.
Right?
Well, and what's the quality of building are they going to be putting together? I hope they're getting some top-notch members of our construction community in there, if not building a LEED certified building, then something that approximates that.
My thanks to Bob Vitale of the Columbus Dispatch, Bob Spears, and Joe Decker of the West Side. Thanks to you all for being on the show today.
Thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
We'll have another one, I'm sure. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is listener-supported WOSU and WOSU HD 820 Columbus and streaming on the web at WOSU.org, WOSU 820 NPR News.